Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother and fellow servant in the Lord, Radio Reformer, am in studio to present to you Proposition Number 70. After today, we will only have 24 more propositions to go. Proposition Number 70, and it reads like this. The purchasing of an insignia such as the pallium makes those who wear it agents of the first beast, the Antichrist of Revelation 13. Let me read that to you one more time. The purchasing of an insignia such as the pallium makes those who wear it agents of the first beast, the Antichrist of Revelation 13. Well, my brothers and sisters, we have been plugging away. We've been doing what the Lord would have us to do. And yet to date, we have not heard from any member of the Joint College of African American Bishops, and that includes its Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus, J. Delano Ellis. But as we are accustomed to do here, on this broadcast, let me give out the number once again to encourage Mr. J. Delano Ellis to present his counter argument if he has one. I don't know that the man has one. I don't know that he's capable of developing one. The number here is 646-564-9730. 646-564-9730. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, why is it that I say that the purchasing of an insignia such as the pallium makes those who wear it agents of the first beast, the Antichrist of Revelation 13. Well, I say that because the beast's number is 666. 666. The beast has an apostate church known as the mother of all harlots, known as Mystery Babylon. That, my brothers and sisters, is none other than the Roman Catholic Church. And I want to argue today that the giving of the pallium underscores the number 666, which is the number of the beast. Well, how do we know that? Well, we'll go to Revelation chapter 13 momentarily. But let me play some audio for you. Let me play some audio for you just as a way of being a refresher. And let us define what is a pallium. Let a Roman Catholic define what is a pallium.
I'm Father Greg Friedman from the Franciscans, and this is your papal primer. With the visit of Pope Benedict XVI to the U.S. this month, you'll be hearing lots about the Pope and things papal. In that spirit, we've gathered some interesting potpourri for you. For example, what do we call the white woolen band that the Pope wears as a sign of his authority? The answer, the pallium. If you watch Pope Benedict XVI offering Mass on television, you'll see him wearing a circular band worn like a yoke, loosely circling the neck and resting on the shoulders. Six crosses adorn the pallium. Two weighted strips of wool hang on the front and back. Pope Benedict's pallium is similar to the one worn by Catholic archbishops around the world, who head up a local region of the church known as an archdiocese, an area which has a group of smaller regions or dioceses related to it. Patriarchs in the Catholic Eastern Rite churches also wear the pallium. The pallium is given as a sign of loyalty to and unity with the Pope and of the fullness of the bishop's office. The pallium is fashioned from pure lamb's wool, a sign of Christ, the Lamb of God, and also of the lost sheep carried on the shoulders of the Good Shepherd. Two convents of sisters in Rome raise and care for the lambs that furnish this wool. The pallia for each year are brought to St. Peter's Basilica on the eve of June 29th, the feast of the saints Peter and Paul. They're laid on the tomb of Peter and blessed the next day by the Pope. And they're kept in a special urn at the tomb of Peter, and when a new archbishop is named, he receives this pallium from the Pope as a symbol of authority. You can find out more about...
And there you have it. It's a 2.5-inch woolen band made up of lamb's wool. And these woolen bands have six crosses on it. Of course, the Pope gets to wear one. He's the first six. The archbishops of the church, the archbishops metropolitans, get the other band. That's the other six. And, of course, the bishop gives these palliums to other bishops. So you have the Pope is the bishop with the first six. The archbishops underneath the Pope also get a pallium. That's the second group of sixes. So you have six of the Pope, six of the archbishops, and then there are instances where in the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope will give a pallium, will make an exception, will give the pallium to certain bishops, and that's your other group of six. So you have six, six, six. The Pope six, and the Archbishop six, and the Honorary Bishops six. Six, six, six. Now, the reason why we bring this up and we've been making this argument is because in verse number 11 of chapter 13 of Revelation, it says, "And behold, another beast came up out of the earth. This beast had two horns like a lamb." This is speaking of the Pope, the super Pope that will assist during the reign of Antichrist. This he looks like a lamb, does the Pope. Doesn't he look like a lamb, the Pope? Pope Benedict, Pope John Paul II, Pope Francis, don't they look like lambs? Of course they do. They're dressed in white. Yet, while they may look like lambs, they speak as the dragon. They speak as Satan. The popes want you to think that they're the vicars of Christ. but they're not the vicars of Christ. They are the vicars of Satan. They work and represent Satan. Now, my brothers and sisters, when the Pope hands out these palliums that are resting on the bones of supposedly St. Peter, because everything Rome does is connected with death. Rome can't get enough of bones and skulls and, you know, everything related to tombs and death and ashes and you name it. If it has to do with death, the Roman Catholic Church is involved. That's why they pray to the dead. They pray to dead saints. They promote necromancy. Oh, there's so many things that the Church of Rome does that just shows you that they're the apostate church. Well, here the Pope makes these palliums, and they lie on the tomb of St. Peter, supposedly the tomb of St. Peter, and then they're given to metropolitans, bishops, archbishops, that is, in order to show their unity with the Pope. You see, the Pope wears the pallium as it speaks of his authority, but when the archbishops wear the pallium, it speaks of their unity to the Pope, not their unity to Christ, but their unity with the Pope. Well, here's another very interesting video.
Now, what is this thing they call a pallium? Pallium comes from a Latin word, pallium, which means woolen cloak. Now, this woolen cloak was placed in the form of a Y on the Bishop of Rome from the earliest times, with the five crosses that represent the five wounds of Christ. Now, in the early 300s, we have as our earliest records of this. It was already a long-standing tradition. By the 900s, we see that the Bishop of Rome had begun to place this symbol of authority on his metropolitan archbishops, basically the bishops of the large cities of the time. It's a symbol of authority, as the president has the White House here as a symbol of his authority. Now, it's an interesting story of how these are made. The pallium are made by Trappist monks who take the wool, make it into the form, and then they send it to Rome where the pallium are set beside the bones of St. Peter.
Now, notice, the palliums are set beside the bones of St. Peter. It's demonic stuff. The Bible says, I am the God of the living, not the God of the dead. But Rome celebrates everything dead.
For a long time, then the archbishops are called to Rome by the Pope, and then it's placed by his hands onto these archbishops. So the pallium are signs of authority, and it's all based on the Bishop of Rome himself.
Well, again, it's a sign of authority and a sign of unity. But who are they united with? Who are these people united with? They're united with the Pope. They're not united to Christ. They're united to the Pope. Who's the Pope? Well, he is the Lamb. He's the beast that looks like a lamb but speaks like the dragon of Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. Now, here is Pope Benedict. Here's Pope Benedict. Pope Benedict. Blessing. Pope Benedict the 16th, blessing these two little lambs that are going to be slaughtered. Here it is. Listen to this.
These small lambs, which Benedict the 16th petted inside the Vatican's Urban the 8th chapel, have a very important mission. Their wool will be used to build the pallia bestowed upon the Metropolitan Archbishops on June 29th, the feast day of St. Peter and St. Paul. The Latin word for lamb is agnus, the root for the female name Agnes. Henceforth, during the feast day of St. Agnes on January 21st, this ceremony takes place where the lambs blessed at Rome's St. Agnes Basilica are then presented to the Pope. The people tasked with raising the lambs are the monks from Abbazia di Tre Fontane, while the people responsible for shearing them and knitting the pallia are Benedictine nuns of St. Cecilia. The pallium is an honor bestowed upon the Pope and the archbishops. It consists of white wool sash that drapes around the shoulders with six black wool crosses embroidered long ways.
See, six black crosses. Six. So the first person who gets to wear them, the first six is the Pope. Speaks of his supreme authority over the church. The second group who gets to wear the pallium or the woolen band with the six crosses are the metropolitan archbishops. And the third group that gets to wear the pallium are these bishops that the Pope honors by giving them a pallium, even though they're not metropolitan archbishops. There you have the number 666. And this is all set up. This is all done. This is all perpetrated by the Church of Rome. Now, they want you to think that they're holy people. They want you to think that they're servants of Christ. But they serve the devil. And J. Delano Ellis, in his book, The Bishopric, A Handbook on Creating Episcopacy in the African-American Pentecostal Church, writes how he and his colleagues were on his way from New York to Philadelphia to purchase vestments and insignia. Well, several of those on that trip were archbishops. J. Delano Ellis is Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus. He himself is a Metropolitan Archbishop. Well, who made him so? Of course the Pope did. He's got a pallium. He's got one of the sixes. The Pope's got one of the sixes. And the bishops now are wearing the pallium with the sixes. 666. Pope Francis recently blessing these two little lambs. One of them, draped in red flowers and red ribbons, red roses and red ribbons, is spoken of martyrdom. And the other one, draped in white roses and white ribbons, is holiness. And the Pope has these two little cute little lambs executed. And here you find Pope Francis, he's touching these little lambs, and they're screaming their heads off. They want nothing to do with the Pope. You're gonna hear it momentarily. Here's Pope Francis. They know, these two little lambs know he's full of the devil. They know he's the Antichrist. Well, he's one of the Antichrists until the real Antichrist, the ultimate Antichrist, shows up. And here are these two little lambs. They're afraid of the Pope. Why? Because he's blessing them today, but then he's going to order their execution on Good Friday. The same Pope who's touching these little lambs on the head and says, look how cute they are, is the same Pope who's going to give the order to have them slaughtered. Listen to the little lambs as they scream as Pope Francis draws near to touch them.
Pope Francis blessed the lambs that will provide the wool to make the pallium or stole for the new Metropolitan Archbishop. This tradition goes back many years and also marks the Feast of St. Agnes. Pope Francis didn't hesitate to pet both animals despite their cries.
Yes. Yeah.
The Pope blessed the lambs at the Basilica of St. Agnes. One was surrounded by white flowers and the other with red. They represent the virginity and martyrdom of the saint. A pallium is a stole made of white wool with six embroidered black crosses. Bishops wear them on their shoulders as a symbol of the Good Shepherd. The Pope will hand them out during a ceremony on June 29th, the feast day of Saints Peter and Paul.
There you have it. Now, let's go to Revelation 13, starting at verse 11. Revelation 13, verse 11, all the way down to verse number 18.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
Now notice, the second beast, which is the Pope, causes the world to worship the first beast. Is it any wonder now that the Pope and the popes before him were promoting an ecumenical or one world religion agenda? Is it? And that's only the Church of Rome, only the so-called Church of Rome and the Pope has the power and the authority and the influence to push this ecumenical agenda worldwide, to get a one world religion up and running, so that when the Antichrist shows up, everything is prepared.
And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
There you have it, 666. You see, the second beast, has all of these outfits and everything pointing to the number of the first beast. The number of the first beast is the number of man, 666. Is it any wonder that the Pope wears a pallium and has six crosses? You know, God's number is seven. That's God's number, seven. If the Pope is a representative of God, why not have seven? No, he can't. He can't violate typology. He must have, the Pope must have a pallium with six black crosses. Black crosses. Then the archbishops, the metropolitans, get a pallium. Theirs has also six black crosses. Notice, not seven crosses, not eight crosses, not two crosses, six. And then to round up the last six, the Pope finds bishops he wants to honor with this unique granting of a pallium, even though they don't have the rank, so that to round out the number 666. This is the number of the beast. And so I would argue that J. Delano Ellis, who is a Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus, who's in league with Rome, whose pallium represents unity with the Pope, and the Pope's represents authority, we can argue that they're agents of the Antichrist. And who would doubt us? Who would doubt us? I laid it out for you. Well, saints, that'll do it for today. We have yet to hear from J. Delano Ellis. The number here is 646-564-9730. I doubt that we're going to hear from Mr. Ellis. I doubt it. But we keep giving out the number. I'll be back tomorrow with proposition number 71, Lord willing. God bless you.
Come, my people,